You can shop from anywhere doing pretty much anything. You might shop while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast. And however you shop, we all know and love the thrill of the hunt. But do you also know how to get the thrill of the best deals? Because Rakuten shoppers do. With Rakuten, they get the deals they love with the most savings and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Sephora, Nike, and even Expedia if you're looking to get some travel in. And getting cash back doesn't mean you have to miss out on sales because those can just be stacked right on top. It's easy to use and based on a simple idea. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back through PayPal or check. Download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal. Or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's Rakuten.
Hey there. Ever wonder what happens to all those amazing screenplays that never make it to the big screen? Well, wonder no more. Welcome to Table Read Podcast, where we bring those undiscovered gems to life. Picture this, talented actors giving incredible performances with the occasional laugh or blooper thrown in, produced by award-winning pros. From drama to comedy, TV pilots to feature films, there's something for everyone. And guess what? We release new episodes every week, so don't forget to hit that subscribe button. Table Read Podcast, where great stories finally get their chance to shine.
This podcast is being brought to you by Voyage AC.
Hey, listen to this. Organic cane sugar, safflower oil, chamomile.
Sounds delicious. What is that a recipe for?
It's this super yummy face scrub.
What?
Right, from Voyage AC.
Okay.
It exfoliates your face and nourishes your skin.
I was going to say that your skin is glowing, honey. I think that scrub's definitely working.
Oh, thank you, hon. Mm-hmm. You'll want to check out all of Voyage AC's gorgeous face and body products, beautiful scents, and phenomenal candles. So how can our listeners find Voyage AC?
You can find Voyage AC on our brand new website at theonlyonepod.com, or you can go to www.voyageac.com directly. That's VOYAGEETCIE.com.
And as you know, Melanie is willing to give my friends and family discount to all our listeners right now.
What?
Yep, that's 10% off everything you buy.
Right. All you need to do is enter the only one at checkout.
That's right. All you have to do is enter the only one when you make your purchase. Voyage AC is the ultimate luxury blend of travel, design, and sense.
This podcast is supported by Cute Booty Lounge. And allow me to take a moment to thank Cute Booty Lounge for signing on to sponsor another season of The Only One in the Room.
Yay!
Yep, we love talking about them.
Yes, we do. And I love wearing them.
Mm-hmm.
Feel these, hon. Just run your hands up and down them.
Ooh, that's soft.
Right?
I don't know if I've ever said this before, though, but that is some sexy material.
Right? These lifestyle stretch booty leggings are some of the most comfortable leggings I've ever felt in my entire life. Mm. It's like you're wearing a soft cloud on your legs. And it comes with a matching crop top so you can be comfortable from head to toe. So let me just tell you a little bit about Cute Booty Lounge. They're made right here in the USA by women and for women.
Mm-hmm.
Company's incredible, female and minority owned. Everything they make makes your booty look amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Dresses, tops, lounge. Well, the tops make everything else look amazing. Lounge and sleepwear. And their leggings have these super cute patented scrunch butt pockets. I get stopped in them all the time. There is a cute booty style for everyone. Cute Booty Lounge has you covered. Embrace your body. Love your booty.
And to make the deal even sweeter, head over to cutebooty.com and enter the code TheOnlyBooty to get 15% off your first order.
That's such a great deal. What is it again, hon?
Yeah, get yours now. Head to cutebooty.com and enter the code TheOnlyBooty and get 15% off your first order.
Awesome.
Rob Cabrera, man. I mean, you have done so much. I'm so impressed with your story. It's amazing. The journey, how old are you now? Can I ask?
33 in August. August 28th this month, yeah.
Right on. And you landed from Rwanda, in Tennessee when you were 11?
11, yes.
Wow. And, you know, the story you told about the initial takeover of genocide and how quickly it was, you were 5.5 years old. You know, let me ask you real quick, had you ever imagined anything? Had your family ever told you that that was a possibility in your life? Or was it just literally like Tuesday, and then Wednesday, the world flipped upside down.
It was totally unexpected.
Wow.
Totally unexpected. But as the people say, life changes overnight. You don't understand it, but it does. Overnight, everything changes.
You lived 20 days in a tunnel that your father built in the backyard. Then you went to a refugee camp for 3.5 years. Is that correct?
6 years total. So
6 years
first
total.
In the Congo, then Uganda, and then finally 3 years in Botswana.
Can you tell us maybe what it was like? What was your mindset like 4 years into living this way? Did you think it would be like this forever for you? Did you know that there was a possibility of change? I mean, you went on to do some stuff that I think we all are just scratching our heads at. But at this time, when you were 8 years old and you were living with your family, what did you dream about? What did you think about?
So the days in the refugee camps were marked by the days were very long and the days were short. And that's because it was very unpredictable. You never knew what tomorrow was going to bring. So you tried to make the most of today. And to me, what that was a mix of, we raised chickens. So it was my responsibility to wake up in the morning and go up in the kitchen coop and make sure they were left out. And then in the evening to go and look for them and make sure they came back in. And in one of those experiences, actually, when I was trying to guide them in the kitchen coop at night, discovered there was a king cobra inside. So that was quite an experience. But between the days, it's when we got a chance to go to school, which wasn't often. For me, because of the bullying, it was making sure those four walls were my arena. Outside, the people that were responsible for the camp, who were people from that country, were very mean and rude and arrogant and condescending. They treated us like less than humans. So my job in the school was to mind my business, but be unstoppable in the classroom. I'll give an example. The language you speak in Botswana is Setswana, and they take pride in that language, but it's very difficult. So as a way of defiance, I refused to speak that language. But the entire 3 years we were in the refugee camp, I had the highest score in the classroom in that language.
You just quietly expressed yourself through that.
Yes.
That grading system.
Yes.
Were people noticing you at that point?
Of course. We're legendary in the camp. We did things up to today that no one has done before.
Really?
Yes. They called us, me and my sister, the children of the old man. Because, you know, we set the bar at a place where they never thought it was humanly possible. So that was good because that was not only good for me, but for every refugee kid there. It was, we're not just some random people. We're human beings with ambitions, with goals, with the capacity to perform well.
We're going to take just a quick break to tell you about a cool new product that Scott and I discovered. And we'll get back to our guest's amazing Only One story in just a minute.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch. And organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system. So wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm.
Hold up. Do you like science fiction? I'm Carrie Bechet, and if you loved movies like Arrival or Interstellar, then you're going to want to check out my podcast, Hypothetical. On Hypothetical, we tell speculative sci-fi stories interwoven with real science. New episodes every Tuesday, available wherever you get podcasts.
How you've impacted the world and where you came from, I think, is something that I just couldn't escape the entire time you were talking. Like, how many other people have we lost in the world who slipped through the cracks or never made it out of a camp, who could have impacted the world the way you have?
You nailed it, right? I think the key is what I realized was when I survived the genocide at 5.5 years old, 5 million people died during that event.
5 million people.
Yes. Mm. So the question is, who am I to be special? I'm not. So everything I've done ever since then is borrowed time. Mm. And so make the most of it. And so I think when you realize that every day is a gift, you are able to do crazy things, but at the same time, you don't take them for granted because I am 27 years overdue for death.
Hmm.
You're not supposed to be here, but you are.
Yes.
It sounds like you had some amazing role models along the way, but I think that magical thing you said about living every day in the moment and offering what you can, you know, if we were going to make a bumper sticker out of it, like realizing what your purpose is and then giving it away, that idea, I think if more people had that, this world would definitely be a better place.
Mm-hmm.
The next thing I want to talk to you about real quick that just overwhelms me is the fact that you got to work at the level you did with President Obama. Can you tell us a little bit about how you felt when Was that something you tried for? Was that something you got picked for? How did that come about? I mean, I know you were doing some very impactful work, so you were getting noticed again, just like you were in the refugee camp, but
looking back, there was no formula or expectation. It's you put yourself out there and either people come or they don't. So that work was when he started Power Africa, he had agencies be responsible for that. And in particular, he had the U.S. Africa Development Foundation, ADF, being in charge of the off-grid sector. And they were in charge of sort of rolling out energy for the off-grid. And I knew somebody who worked for them. And I said, look, you guys are trying to bring electricity to the continent. I've studied energy. I've taught at the business school. I speak 6 languages. I'd be happy to sort of help you guys out. And right away, the chairman came to me. And I ended up sort of helping them run that whole program.
How did you feel when you got picked for that?
I feel like I belonged. I was ready. Everything I had done before was leading up to that moment. I knew East Africa like no one else, so I was ready for it.
I mean, come on. Do you stand and look in the mirror and like, I can't believe this is my life ever? Do you ask yourself that? Like,
No. Like I said, it's humility. It's I'm here to serve, and I can always do a lot more. Now it's about doing a lot more for my community, my siblings, my nephews, my family, and not so much, but it's always, I can always do a lot more. I have been given a lot, so I should be able to do a lot.
It's lovely to be in your presence. It's lovely to hear you talk about your goals. I am so grateful that I think one of the things we like to do with the show is to help people understand that they all have the potential to do something that they don't think is possible. And I think you're just an amazing example of that bar. I'm taking your first statement too with me. Like it, you said, we were struggling with the setup and the technology, and you said, come on, it's technology. We must persevere. And I was like, absolutely. We can't give up, you know? And I think that I find you extremely, I could go on for hours in talking to you about this.
Right? He's mm-hmm. so easy to talk to, and he's fascinating. I'm talking about you in the third person.
Uh-huh.
But I've just enjoyed talking to you. Now I'm enjoying listening to you talk to Scott.
Will you promise us if you come to LA that you'll find us and we can hang out?
Of course. I'm always happy to have friends in the Sunshine State.
Well, we're the Wildfire State.
Yeah, now we're the Wildfire State.
We'll figure it out eventually.
Man, thank you so much. And like I said, I could go on and on. You know, your work in climate prediction. I didn't know that the FICO store was developed so that people could have opportunity. I literally thought it was something just to participate in. And, you know, I think a lot of people would benefit from sitting down with you for a little while and just listening. So thank you a ton.
Thank you very much for having me. I appreciate it.
Thank you for listening to The Only One in the Room. Please join us each Tuesday and Sunday for an incredible brand new Only One interview. And every Friday for On My Nightstand, where I'll be reading something that I love. If you have an Only One story you'd like to share, or a piece of writing you'd like to submit, please send it to theonlyonepod@gmail.com. From all of us at The Only One in the Room, we wish you dopeness, health, and prosperity.
Are you thinking about getting into Dungeons & Dragons? Maybe you're looking to expand your horizons as a DM or a player. If that's the case, then it's time for you to check out The Dungeon Cast, the best D&D podcast out there that helps you passively learn all about the game just by listening. Join co-hosts Will and Brian as they break down the lore of a rich multiverse 50 years in the making in a lighthearted and beginner-friendly way. They cover everything from character creation options to tips for Dungeon Masters. There's something for everyone, no matter how long you've been playing TTRPGs. Get inspired while learning all about the unique planes of existence. Get the in-depth knowledge you need to help your combat encounters feel impactful, or learn about the origins and pantheons of every race and class the game offers. No stone is left unturned as every edition of the game is explored and explained in a way that benefits players of all different levels of experience. You can expand your TTRPG horizons in a way that's as entertaining as it is educational just by listening. All you have to do is go to your favorite podcast app or YouTube and search for The Dungeon Cast.